Blog Talk Radio. lift your voice to God. Come on, if you hear God calling you tonight, tonight, you can hear the voice of God calling you. Hey, come. Calling you by name. Waiting on you. Would you lift your voice and say, I'm running to you. I'm running to you. I hear you calling me. Oh, oh, yeah. Yes. I hear you calling. Say, I hear you calling. Can you hear the voice of the Lord? Come. By name. He's waiting on you. Just keep believing. Keep on believing, yeah. Come to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Come on, run after him. Aggressively. Pursue him. Pursue his presence. Give it up.
Hello, everybody. It's Friday night, so you know what that means. Prolific by Your Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige. The song that I played was I Will Run by Freddie Rodriguez. Now, if you listen to the sound of my voice, let me tell you how this works. If you're online, you still have time to get on the phone line to receive prayer. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. The woman of God is going to come on, and she's going to pray whatever the Lord has put in her spirit. And then we will come back and open the phone line. So if you need prayer, call in. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. With that being said, the next voice you hear will be that of Prophetess Paige. Prophetess Paige, you're on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. All of those that's joining on the phone line, all of those that's joining on the internet across the air, a Blog Talk Radio, all of those that even joining in on iTunes. I want to thank and praise God for all of those that on the radio land. That's what I said, because God said his word before the end of the time, his word will go all over the world. Everybody will know him at the end of the time, and we're living in times now where God is soon to come. And I want to thank all of you all for joining in on Faith on the Line on tonight. It's affiliated with Philippic Fire, and I want to thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy allowing me to be able to be all to be connected on Faith on the Line. It's one ministry. We serve one God, and with only one. He's the beginning and the ending, and he's the first and he's the last. And but for all of those that don't know us, Faith on the Line is the line of faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Hebrews 11:1 tell us, for faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I thank and praise God that even though I don't see it, that does not mean it's not there. Even though that I can't hear it, that doesn't mean it's not calling out to what it is. So I thank and praise God for Faith on the Line on tonight. And God, I believe God with all of my heart that whatever you ask God to do for you, if you trust him and just believe in him, God will do more. He will do exceedingly, abundantly, and more than we can ask or think. So we got to trust God. We got to be real in our walk with Christ. We got to be able to know him. And to know him is to love him. And how do you know him and how do you love him? You get in his word and you learn about him. and that he would trust, and then you will see how much that he cares for you. So I thank and praise God on tonight for Faith on the Line. Before I get ready to pray, I got an announcement that I wanted you all to know, to join my sister on Philippian Fire on Monday night, and that you all will come on and to carry on over there. Not maybe 9 your time, but it's 8 Central Standard Time. I thank and praise God for the woman of God. And I know God is going to put a word in her belly. And I thank and praise God for the word that goes forth every Monday night. Thank and praise God how she give inspiration word, how she give encouraging word, how she give you the word from 5 minutes of focus to bless your week. If you're weak, You will be strong. If you're sick, you will be healed. And if you're down, the word of God will lift you up. So I thank and praise God on tonight. And whatever you let all of us join our faith on tonight, and let's pray together. Because where the enemy lies, where the enemy is lying and telling us things, God saying it's not going to happen. Where the enemy is trying to come up against the finance, God is saying that won't happen. But you got to trust him to believe his word, that it will do what it said it would do. And I'm a living witness. I know what his words say. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come tonight. We come, Lord God, thanking and praising you for all that you have done, all the things that you have set before us today. We thank you, Lord God, for shielding us. We thank you, Lord God, for being for us when we can't even be for ourselves on today. We thank you, God, for your grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for your glory, God, that filled our heart. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, God. We thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, even feeding us today, God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that we are healed on today. Father God, if there anything, if there are any sin among us today that we have sinned against you, God, we ask you, God, even now to forgive us right now. Forgive us for all of our sins, God. Forgive us, God, for the wrong that we wronged you, God. Forgive us, God, because we know, God, that we're living down here on this earth in a sinful world, God. But, Lord, your words say, God, that we can, Lord God, we can live, God. We can be in the world, but you don't have to be of the world. So, Lord, I thank you for teaching me how to be of the world and not in, I'm in the world, but I'm of it, God. I thank you, praise God. I thank you, God, for who you are. I thank you for being the God of a first, second, third, and many more chances. God, I thank you for, Lord God, when I come to you, you hear me. And Lord, I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to bless everyone that's on Faith on the Line on tonight, the phone line, wherever this may reach, God, whoever it may be for, God, I ask you to touch them right now. Put your arms of mercy up around them. Lord God, somebody needs you for healing. God, we decree and declare healing over their lives. Somebody needs you for a financial, Lord God. We, Lord, speak that, Lord, seeds will come from the north, the west, the east, the south. Lord, we speak that their bank account will be running over, God, shaking together and running over, God, that men will give unto their bosom. God, we even, Lord, somebody is believing you, God, that their marriage will come back together. God, we decree and declare that the husband ought to love the wife as though he loved the church, God. We ask you to bless them in their marriage. Bring, mend them back together again. Bring peace, God, where it needs, God. We bind the spirit of confusion, God, out of that marriage, God. Somebody, Lord God, needing you, Lord God, to be, Lord God, Lord, to touch their, to mend their family back together again. We bind the spirit of confusion right now. And, Lord, we bring peace in that home right now to that mother, to that son, to that father, to that daughter, from grandmother to uncle, from aunties, and Lord God, and nieces and nephews, and grandchildren and great-grands, and go on and so on, God. We ask you to bring peace, God, wherever trouble is. Somebody needs you, God, to, Lord God, to deliver them from alcohol, from drugs, Lord, from homosexuality, from bullying, God. Lord God, from gang. Father God, from being, Lord God, committing adultery, God. Somebody believing you, God, to be that for them, God. Deliver them, God. Lord, deliver them, Lord, and bring them out of where they at, God. That they will be set free, God. That they will be set free, God, because your word says you took it all to the cross. That we will be free today, God. Set them free from their ways. Somebody believe in you, God, that you will step in, God, and that you will give them a husband, that you will give them that child. They womb cannot even, they can't conceive, God. And, Lord, we know that, Lord God, you can be a seed. Lord, you can, Lord God, help them to bear children. Lord, we ask you to touch right now. Touch the womb, God. Heal whatever is, Lord God, keeping them. Lord, mend it. Lord God, build their body up. Make them strong in areas where they may be weak. In the name of Jesus, somebody, Lord God, is believing you, God, for a home. Lord, we ask you to open up the door. Open up the door right now, God. We bind them. We cancel out, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, credit report, God. We cancel out all bad credit right now, God, that you will so favor, God, and that you will open up the door, God, that they will be able to, Lord God, close on that home, that they will be able to buy that home, that they will be able to pay that bill that they owe, Lord, that land, Lord God, or that manager, God, touch it right now. Open up the door right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe in you, Father God. Excuse me. Somebody believe in you, Father God, that you will heal all diseases. Lord, what if it's cancer, AIDS? God, what if it's diabetes? Heart problem, God, tuberculosis, God. Lord God, we ask you to look up on, Lord, that hip replacement. Lord, gout, Lord God. Somebody believe in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to deliver them, God, from, Lord God, schizophrenia, bipolar, God, dementia, God. Oh, Lord God, thank you, Lord God. Rheumatoid arthritis, God. Somebody believe in you, Lord God. Lord, that you will deliver them and heal them from, Lord God, Alzheimer's, in the name of Jesus. For your word say in Psalm 103:3, that you heal all diseases. Lord, not just one, but all. And Lord, I thank you today. I thank you for all of those that need you, God. And I thank you, God. And Lord God, somebody believe in you, God, that they will come back to you, God. That they strayed away, God, from you. And, Lord, they feel like you don't love them, God. But, Lord God, they strayed away from you, and they want to come back. God, you, Lord God, the word of God say, you open up the door of your heart. Your word say, whosoever will, let them come. And, God, you, Lord God, you love us just that much, God. If we mess up, we can come back to you, God. We can come back to you with open arms, God. And, Lord God, you will forgive us for all of our sins and our wrongdoings. God, you love us just that much. God, thank you for bringing them back home safely. Thank you for bringing them back to you, God. Thank you, God, for being who you are. And, Lord God, besides, you are not like man. Lord God, we love you today. Lord, I give you praise today. Lord, I speak to anything that's trying to come up against our mind. I speak to anything that's trying to come up against our bodies. I come against it right now because your word say, well, I can have whatsoever I say, act or think. And I bind it and I loosen it. In Jesus' name, God, I pray. Amen, amen, and bless your name. I turn it over to Prophet Stacy if she have any on the phone line that need prayer.
Tonight, if there's anybody on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio and you desire prayer, just press 1 on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you. Again, if you desire prayer, just press 1 on the phone and I will be glad to pray with you tonight. Okay, I see that there are no prayer requests on tonight. With that being said, I would like to thank everybody for taking the time to join us right here on Faith on the Line. On behalf of Prophetess Payne and myself, God bless each of you. Have a blessed night. See you next Friday.